News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Thursday, September 7th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
You're sick, but your doctor's office is closed, and you don't really need a trip to the ER? Express Care is Charles Cole Memorial Hospital's after-hours adult and pediatric walk-in treatment center, open from 3 until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Life's minor illnesses and accidents don't always happen during business hours. So if you or your child is sick, head to Charles Cole Hospital's Express Care Center for treatment of common illnesses. Call 814-260-5585 or visit charlescolehospital.com for more information.
Penn State says it will be partly cloudy today, high 58, partly cloudy tonight, low 50, mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 55, some showers possible tomorrow night, a low 44, partly cloudy in the afternoon Saturday with a high of 57 and a low Saturday night of 43.
It is September 7th. Baseball fans are looking ahead to October. And on this day in 1975, the Cincinnati Reds clinched the National League West Division title. The Big Red Machine set records for winning the division this early in the season and for winning it by 20 games 42 years ago today. The Reds went on to beat the Boston Red Sox in that year's World Series 4-3. In today's news, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Bureau of Forestry is initiating a pilot program increasing the size of registered ATVs permitted on two state forest trail systems. Beginning with the opening of the 2017 riding season later this year, both the Whiskey Springs and Bloody Skillet ATV trail systems in Sproul State Forest will allow larger vehicles to ride on designated ATV trails. The Susquehannock ATV trail system in the Black Forest Broadcasting Service area will follow suit for the opening of the 2018 riding season. Officials say these three trail systems have the correct features to accommodate the larger ATVs, which is why they were selected for the pilot program. The larger machines have been steadily gaining popularity with the riding community. The pilot program on Sproul and Susquehannock ATV trail systems will permit operation of ATVs measuring up to 64 inches in width and weighing up to 1,800 pounds. Prior to the pilot program, 9 of the Bureau's 11 ATV trails were open to machines in the Class 2 category, that is, not exceeding 58 inches in width and 1,200 pounds. In addition to state forest trails, ATV riding enthusiasts can choose from a variety of ATV parks across the state, as well as trails in the Allegheny National Forest. Some ATV trails reopen for winter use in conjunction with the snowmobile season from the day following the last day of the regular or extended deer hunting season through April 1st, conditions permitting. Riders are urged to check in advance with forest districts to be sure winter use is permitted. The Bureau says it'll monitor the trail systems in Sproul and Susquehannock State Forest to determine if the use of larger machines is sustainable in the long term. In other news, an elderly Covington woman died in a collision Tuesday morning in Charleston Township, Tioga County. State police say 89-year-old Faye Carcarez was stopped at the stop sign on the Gas Company Road and proceeded from the stop sign attempting to cross Route 6 toward Dart Settlement Road and pulled out in front of a Ford F-150 driven by Dustin Smith of Wellsboro. The front of the pickup struck the driver's side of the Tarquerez Hyundai Elantra. She was transported to Robert Packer Hospital where she was declared deceased. Smith required medical treatment apparently at Soldiers and Sailors Hospital in Wellsboro. A Genesee teen driver escaped injury in a one-vehicle crash occurring Tuesday afternoon in Eulalia Township, Potter County. 19-year-old Elizabeth Post was going north when she lost control of her Chevy Prism. The car spun counterclockwise into the opposite lane, and when she tried to correct the direction, the car spun off the road and struck an embankment with the rear driver's side tire while continuing to travel northeast. The car overturned and rolled over a number of times before coming to rest on its roof facing south. She was taken to Charles Cole Hospital, but apparently was not hurt, but has been charged with speeding. An Andover, New York driver has also been cited for speeding, according to Counter-Sport Bay State Police, who report Lyle Goodliff lost control of his Ford Super Cab on the wet White's Corners Road Saturday afternoon, causing it to spin off the road and strike an embankment with a bumper. The vehicle continued on before hitting a fence and coming to rest against a large tree. And troopers have cited Justin Fuhrer of Ulysses for driving with operating privilege suspended or revoked following a crash occurring early Sunday morning on the Gold Road in Ulysses Township. Fuhrer was headed south when his Cadillac STS went off the road, hit a mailbox, continued traveling for a short distance, and rode an embankment for about 75 feet before going back onto the highway. Police claim that Fuhrer left the scene without notifying the property owner. Minor injuries were reported for a St. Mary's motorcyclist following a mishap Monday afternoon on Route 321 in Jones Township, Elk County. Troopers said Melissa Eckford was trying to make a left turn onto Route 219 when her Yamaha went out of control and collided with a guardrail along the right side of the road. She was taken to Penn Highlands Elk for treatment of minor injuries. Emporia Bay State Police have arrested a resident of that town on burglary and theft charges. Authorities claim that Mickey Joel Acevedo Figueroa entered a garage owned by 71-year-old John Prosper on Allegheny Avenue in that town between 5:30 and 6 a.m. Sunday and stole a Craftsman brand leaf blower. Police say they did recover the equipment and the investigation is continuing. However, the suspect has been charged with burglary, theft, receiving stolen property, and was remanded to the Potter County Jail in lieu of $15,000 bail, pending further action. Ridgeway Bay State Police say the investigation is continuing and charges will be filed in the case of ID theft, victimizing a Wilcox man on Wednesday morning. Troopers say that a known Westfield woman used a credit card belonging to Francis Penfield of Wilcox without authorization and made numerous purchases. A theft occurring on Cherry Flats Road in Charleston Township, Tioga County is being probed by state police at Mansfield. Burglars stole a firearm and a TomTom GPS unit from a vehicle owned by Darren Keck of Middlebury Center between August 20th and September 1st. Police say the firearm was found and returned to the owner, but the GPS unit is still missing as the investigation continues. News. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Price says our high yesterday was 62. The overnight low was 44. There was no new precipitation to report. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.